Hey friend, are you trying to plan a Disney World vacation, but you're not sure where to start? Do you wish you could head into your trip feeling prepared and confident with a plan that's right for your family and your budget? Hi, I'm Megan. At Dream Wish Plan, I help moms plan their dream Disney World vacation without the overwhelm. On this show, we'll walk through the Disney park basics so you'll understand all the things that Disney World has to offer. Talk about vacation planning strategy, and I'll give you tips and hacks that will put you way ahead of the pack so you can maximize the fun and minimize the stress. So grab a cup of coffee and your favorite notebook and get ready to create a plan to make some magical Disney memories. Hello friends, and welcome to the Dream Wish Plan podcast. One of the biggest pieces of the Disney vacation planning puzzle is deciding where to stay. There are a lot of different options when it comes to Disney resorts. And when it comes to which one is best, there is no right answer. The answer is it depends on what's important to you. It can be a little overwhelming trying to research all the different options and decide what is going to be the best fit for you. But not to worry, I have some questions you'll want to consider that will help you to narrow down your options and make the right choice for your vacation. First up is a big one, and probably the least fun, and that's budget. You're going to want to have at least a general idea of what your budget for your trip is so you can determine what resort level is most likely going to fit that budget. This will help you decide whether you're looking for a value, moderate, or deluxe resort. Or at least it'll help you narrow down your search to maybe two of those categories. Sometimes you fall somewhere in between, and that's okay. There are more things to consider that'll help you narrow down your search, but that's your first step. Okay, number two is what parks are you going to want to visit the most? This will help you determine the park you want to be closest to in terms of your resort. If you're going to be spending the majority of your time at Epcot, then you may want to choose a resort that's in the Crescent Lake area, like Boardwalk, or one that's on the Skyliner, like Caribbean Beach or Pop Century. If you're going to want to spend a lot of time at Magic Kingdom, then it may be a good fit to choose a monorail resort. Or if you're a huge Disney Springs fan, then you might want to choose Port Orleans, which has a boat that goes to Disney Springs, or another resort that's in the Disney Springs area. You need to take that convenience factor into consideration and decide how important that is to you for your resort choice. This is especially true if you're going to have a stroller, because strollers can be a pain to get on and off buses. Can you do it? Absolutely. But is it worth staying at a resort that has a monorail, boat, or Skyliner access that can help you avoid the bus with your stroller when traveling to at least some of the parks? Possibly. It's going to vary from person to person, but convenience for transportation is a huge factor. Okay, the next factor you're going to want to consider is perks and amenities. Are you going to want a resort that has extended evening hours, or one that has club-level rooms with access to a club-level lounge? Is having a sit-down restaurant important to you? If so, you'll probably want to choose a moderate or deluxe resort because value resorts are not going to have that table service dining. The different levels of resorts offer different things. Deluxe resorts are going to offer the extended evening hours on select nights. They're going to have club-level rooms. The Coronado Springs is the exception. It's the only moderate that offers club-level rooms. And they're going to have table service restaurants. And more convenient transportation for the most part. Either monorail, Skyliner, or boat offer it at most deluxe resorts. So if those things are important to you, then you know you want to steer more toward a deluxe resort. Maybe you don't care about any of those things, and budget is really your only criteria. And then you know that you'll want to look more toward the value resorts. Once you have it narrowed down a bit, you can check out each of the resorts at that level and decide based on what looks best to you. The theming, the location, and things like that. And if you're wanting someone to sit down with you and help you choose where to stay on your Disney vacation, you can work with me. One of my favorite things to do is to listen to my clients and their needs and match them to a resort that's going to be a great fit. I've stayed at value, moderate, and deluxe resorts. And the best part is that working with me won't cost you a penny extra. In fact, I can even help save you money by continuously monitoring for discounts and promotions to apply to your trip. I can take care of all your reservations, including dining, and you'll have access to me for any questions and advice throughout the entire process. You can contact me for a personalized quote, and we can start planning your dream trip together. Just click the link in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning. If you enjoyed this episode, it would help me so much if you would take a minute to rate and review the show on iTunes. And if you still feel stuck and want my help designing your dream vacation, click the link in the show notes to book a one-on-one planning call with me. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning.